Hey there, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today is Danny Adamus from By Any Means Tattoo Studio here in Toronto.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us, Danny.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about how people feel better. But before we get into that, I'm curious to know, like, how you got into the tattoo business.
Well, I got into the tattoo business very early on in my life. When people ask me, how long you've been doing this? I say, I've been charging for it for 5 years, but really I've been doing it since I've been like 13 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I've been doing I done my first tattoo on myself when I was 13 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
Which one? Is it visible?
It's on my leg.
Okay.
You don't want to see it.
No, okay, fair enough.
You don't want to see it. I'm not sure why I got into this, but I always was an artist.
Yeah.
And for some reason, tattooing kind of found me. And I've done my first tattoo when I was 13 years old, and
yeah,
I never looked back ever since.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Danny, you mentioned you started tattooing at 13. That's amazing that you found your passion at such a young age. That's a blessing. Not a lot of people have been able to do that in their entire lives.
Yeah.
So you're pretty lucky to have found what you want to do at such
a young age. That's true. I don't really believe in luck, but a lot of things, like this is luck for sure. I believe that you got to push your luck. When you like something, when you're really into something, you got to push your luck, through hard work. That's why I say I don't really believe in luck. But
right. But
this very blessing, yes, it is luck in a way. Yeah. For sure.
Nice. So you sit down with a lot of people. A lot of people get tattoos for different reasons. Like, I've got a few tattoos and they've all made me feel better.
Yeah.
Not that I was feeling bad beforehand, but like, better is kind of a relative term. So how are you helping to make people feel better on a daily basis?
Well, like you said, it really depends on what the person gets the tattoo for. Right. A lot of people, it's just for pure aesthetic. And, when they get it done, they like the way they look. So in that aspect, they feel better about themselves. Right. But a lot of people, they go through a lot of hardship, a lot of pain. Some people, they want to, turn a page, start a new chapter in their life. Some people, it's a breakup, some others, death in the family, stuff like that. So this is kind of like how I make people feel better, is because I help them bring that vision into life, right? And how do I make them feel better about that? Simply because me, as an artist, I don't believe that you should be just paying for your tattoos. That's not what I believe in. I believe that you should hire an artist. And these are two different things, right?
So we're neighbors.
Yes.
Our studio is across the road from your studio.
Yes.
But you haven't always lived in Toronto. So where are you from, Danny?
Well, I was born and raised in France. I came here to Canada in August of 2019.
Wow. So pretty recent.
It's pretty recent. Yeah. I came here like right before the pandemic.
Right before COVID.
Yeah.
And you picked up English perfectly.
Thank you.
Really impressive.
Thank you. Well, my core belief is that if you want to, be part of a community, you got to do as much as you possibly can to truly be part of that community. And learning English was very, very important for me. When I came here, I did not speak a word of English, actually.
Wow.
I came to Canada like in 2019. I did not speak English. I had 5,000 euros and a backpack, pretty much. And I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a job. I didn't have family. I came here by myself. And
wow.
Guess I kind of made it.
yeah, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Yeah, and now you're building a business.
Yeah, businesses.
Yeah, right?
Several. Multiple
businesses. Yeah, because you do other things too.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the reason why I moved to Canada, because back home in France, France is a pretty wealthy country. People think of France as like this awesome place. But it's the same everywhere, man. I mean, if you're from a poor family with, less opportunities, it's just struggle for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I moved to Canada. At first, I wanted to move to America.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, so funny story, I was 17 years old when I first inquired for a visa. So my English was so broken. I was Google translating whatever they were saying. And it was a mess at the time, but I was 17 years old. I inquired for an American visa, obviously with no credentials. I got completely denied. My lawyers, they love my story so much. Immigration lawyers, they love my story so much that they call me back and they say, hey man, like if you move to Canada, you can play the long-term game and move to the United States. And since I kind of wanted like, you know, more opportunities and, you know, move away from whatever environment I was in, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's play the long-term game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it ended up kind of working out.
So now you're here.
Yeah, I'm here, but still working towards moving to the United States, though.
Okay. Well, we're glad we have you while we have you, and it's nice to have you across the road.
Of course.
What would you like to tell our viewers just as we close out, just about who you are and where to find you?
Well, yeah, I'm Danny Adamas on Instagram. I'm Danny, D-A-N-I, dot Adamas, A-D-A-M-A-S. I'm located in Etobicoke, Toronto, and I do tattoos, so come book with me.
Right on, man. Thanks, Danny.
Of course.
Really good to have you on the show, and thanks for joining us on Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.